Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost. My turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
I sincerely hope it was not a manic Monday, not a moody Monday, not a mopey Monday. I hope it wasn't a moving Monday either. At least not in the sense that Russell Wilson is moving. Maybe you are moving and grooving. That'd be all right. I hope it was a marvelous Monday. Or a misfit Monday. Or a magnificent Monday. I could go on forever. You know that, right? This is what I love. Alliteration. My favorite literary tool. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I hope that you survived and thrived on your Monday. Man, we got so much to talk about. We spent most of last night's show in the college sports realm for a variety of reasons. Caitlin Clark, the UConn Huskies, South Carolina Gamecocks on the women's side, OU softball. We were going deep on college sports. It was great. But the NFL has seized the headlines yet again because that's what the NFL does. The combine wrapping up on Monday in Indianapolis. But that's not where the news is. Sure, we've got speculation. We've got rumors and reports and all kinds of ideas of what might happen as we start to gear up for the dramatic portion of the NFL offseason. Free agency is on the horizon. So franchise tag deadline is Tuesday. The legal tampering period. I know, I try to explain that to people. It's not easy. I'm not even sure it makes sense. But the legal tampering period maybe makes it easier to turn your clocks forward. You know it's coming up, right? This weekend, we have to turn our clocks forward on Saturday night. That is a terrible idea. I don't want to. But we have to. Well, or we'll be late to everything. Oh, no, we'll be early to everything. No, we'll be late. Which is it? If you put your clocks forward, you'll be early. No, you'll be late. Yeah, you'll be late.
You'll be an hour early, right?
No, because if it's 7 o'clock and it jumps, let's just say it jumps to 8 o'clock, you still think it's 7 o'clock, and then you show up an hour late for, let's say, church on Sunday morning. It always happens every single year. There are people who walk in an hour late, right? So you don't turn your clocks forward. You still think it's 7 a.m. It's actually 8 a.m. according to the United States of America.
True.
And you end up being an hour late. Right. It's always so fun. I just think it's a good idea to just stay home on Sunday so you don't miss anything. Don't make any plans on Sunday. Just kidding. I actually have to teach my kiddos the first service at my church, the fourth and fifth graders. And I don't know if they care about this. Most of them are pretty early risers in that first service, so I'm not sure they care. But yeah, it's hard. I remember with the dog, the dogs that we had growing up, right? It was always my responsibility as a dog, because we really only had one at a time. But it was my responsibility to let the dog out or take the dog out when I was a kid, because my mom is not good at mornings and she did not want to get up. And so when the clocks would be turned forward or turned ahead, so spring forward is the deal, it was always on me. The dog doesn't care.
Bring the dog out.
Your dog does not care whether or not you changed your clocks. I'm assuming babies don't either. So yeah, for those of you who have dependents, either furry ones or human ones, yeah, it's crappy, because in the fall you don't get your extra hour of sleep. And when it comes to the springing forward, it's if you don't do it and you're not on time, then everything becomes highly stressful. Again, because dependents couldn't care less what's happening. They just know it's time to eat. It's time to eat and it's time to go outside. So that's coming up this weekend. And then back to legal tampering. Legal tampering is right after that. So I don't know if it makes you feel better, if you're a huge NFL fan, that we've got all that crazy free agency to come. You guys, that's between now and Selection Sunday. That's how close we are to it. Selection Sunday is just under 2 weeks away. College basketball will attempt to grab the center ring of the circus, but with much resistance from the NFL. Of course, of course. And so on Monday, not only did we get the tearful retirement of Jason Kelce with his brother and his parents and many current and former Eagles in attendance, but we also get the bombshell. Yes, I'm using my air quotations. It's not really a bombshell. We get the official news that Russell Wilson and the Broncos are no longer a thing. Their Facebook status, it has to be changed. It can say divorced. It can say single. It could say complicated. Whatever it is, they're no longer a duo. Now, coming up an hour from now, busy day for our friend Brandon Cristal of KOA Colorado. We'll ask him, what now for the Broncos at quarterback? Because that's the problem. The Broncos draft, I think it's 12th, maybe it's 12th, right after the Minnesota Vikings, right ahead of the Vegas Raiders. All three of those teams have questions at quarterback, though, of course, the Vikings are hoping to re-sign Kirk Cousins. But sitting at number 12, can the Broncos get a young QB that they really like and who could be ready to start next season in the fall? Or are they SOL because there aren't a lot of great options in free agency? Again, Kirk likely to go back to Minnesota, at least if they can agree on terms, but both he and the Vikings want a reunion. The Buccaneers just increased their chances of keeping Baker Mayfield in the fold because they've got a new deal with Mike Evans. But again, Baker has finally found a home there and wants to build on that. I wouldn't say he's extremely loyal. I mean, he'll cut ties pretty quickly emotionally, but he's found a new home in Tampa and understands what it's like when you don't have a home in the NFL and you're a man without a country or a QB without a team.
It was awful.
So those two free agents might be attractive, but what else is there beyond that? Are they going to trade for Justin Fields? Are they going to pursue Ryan Tannehill? Gardner Minshew? Joe Flacco? Oh my gosh. There are so many teams with quarterback questions and not enough veterans to go around. Now, there are some incredible rookie prospects. But the thing is, they're likely to be gone before the Broncos draft. By virtue of the Russell Wilson trade, they really don't have a lot of draft capital to offer. And so what now? I'll ask Brandon just over 45 minutes from now. This failed 2-year experiment is over for the Denver Broncos and Russ. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. The computer just shut down of its own accord. I didn't get the dreaded blue screen, but I just got essentially the talk to the hand. Shutting down, it said.
Did it die?
It's plugged in and the light is on. Is there a short in the cord? And it wasn't charging all this time?
The light's on, though.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
So if the light's on... I mean, that means nothing with this equipment, but...
Right. It's a good thing I set up all of my windows and had my social open and ready to go. It's a good thing I'd spent 15 minutes doing that before the show, only to have the computer completely shut down. That's awesome.
I'll have to troubleshoot.
It is wonderful to have equipment from the 1990s. The 90s are back, but we don't want their equipment.
Oh, they're back.
All right, let's get the deets from Ian Rappaport. Because the Broncos and Russ, they're headed in opposite directions.
It is now over with both sides able to go their separate ways. First of all, the Denver Broncos, I think it was pretty clear midway through the season that it was simply not working between the Broncos and Russell Wilson, the way that Sean Payton wants his offense run, the fact that Russell Wilson was taken off the field for what the Broncos said were football reasons late this season, told you all they needed to know. Simply, they are moving on. The financial implications of releasing Russell Wilson are immense. First of all, it is expected to be a post-June 1 release, going to be released after the start of the league year, which means, and this is crazy, $39 million fully guaranteed in cash this year, about $35 million salary cap hit this year. Next year, almost $50 million against the cap for Russell Wilson not to play for the Broncos. They are going to move forward. Meanwhile, Russell Wilson now emerges because the Broncos are paying him $39 million fully guaranteed. It is offset. So essentially what that means is someone can sign him to be a starter next year for about $1 million. That actually becomes pretty good value. Both sides now able to go their separate way.
Oh, we kind of cut him off there. It's the beauty of our production department. We call it the newsroom. Sometimes it'll get a fast and loose at the end. Get a little hurried and harried. But yeah, Ian Rappaport on, again, what is a predictable ending for the Broncos and Russell Wilson, but it actually leaves both sides in the lurch. Was asking the question, and will be asking the question of Brandon Cristall, what now for the Broncos? But what now for Russ? That's another question. Who wants him? He's mid-30s, and I don't mean that to be snarky. I'm legitimately asking the question. Who wants him? He's in his mid-30s. He's had two pretty miserable years, though he'll get a nice bonus goodbye severance check. Is it a check? From the Broncos. Doesn't have to worry about money. Plus, he's got a superstar entertainer wife who probably can pay a few of the bills. That was definitely snarky. But is there a team out there that works for Russ? Is there a team out there where it's a better fit? Or are all teams sufficiently wary? It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. The Broncos would rather absorb an $85 million cap hit. Here, I'll let you do the math. Even with the salary cap increasing by $30 million and change, the Broncos are still, let's just say you take those $30 million right off the top. They're still taking a $55 million cap hit, even with the increase of the salary cap. That's how eager they are to get rid of Russell Wilson. I don't know if you heard Russ on the I Am Athlete podcast recently. It was actually when producer Jay was in Costa Rica. Oh, am I not supposed to say that? Sorry. He's back now. He's not there, so you can't find him. He was on vacation.
I think I was here for that.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we'll bring back some of that. Not the part about Denver, of course, because that becomes moot. Such a good word, moot. It's like scoot, hoot, loot, root. What's wrong with me right now? Something's definitely wrong with me. Anyway, he talked about how badly he wants to win. And he did say to Brandon Marshall on this podcast, he loves the city. But he also wants to be in a place where they want him too. He swears that what he cares about is winning. Well, what options are there? Pittsburgh Steelers? Are they interested in making a run at Russell Wilson? Would they rather have a Mason Rudolph who will cost them less money, theoretically? Maybe Russ is willing to pay for veteran minimum. But maybe not. But maybe he is willing to play for a lot less considering that he's got plenty of money from this last contract with Denver. So if that's the case, maybe he is more available or more accessible to more teams. But at the same time, if what he really wants to do is win, is he going to take any job that comes to him? I don't know. And I honestly don't know how many jobs there will be offered to him. It's a bit of a conundrum, so I'm anxious to see how it plays out. Again, we'll head to Denver coming up in 45 minutes. We'll try to get some answers there, mostly from the Broncos side. The Russ answers will come later. But if you are an NFL GM, do you take a flyer if he's cheap-ish? If he's cheaper, do you take a flyer on Russ? If you have a run-first offense that really isn't much about going downfield, maybe it's a fit. But gosh, it's such a copycat league in the NFL that I don't know whether he is likely to get a bunch of job offers or, again, a team that's poised to win, who is interested in bringing him on board. Lots of questions. Not a lot of answers. But just adds to the intrigue of what's to come. Legal tampering / NFL free agency, even before we get to March Madness. It is right there. It's so close. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS. Or you can always check out our Facebook page. Coming up, the Oklahoma City Thunder are vying for the top spot in the West. The Milwaukee Bucks are trying to get their ish together before the postseason. Certainly wasn't a terrific start under Doc Rivers, but it appears to be picking up. It's good to have you with us on a Monday night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Here's Russell on the left wing.
LeBron wants him to shoot.
He does. Good again! Falling down backwards! D'Angelo Russell's hit three consecutive threes. Timeout OKC. And his Laker teammates mob him at half court after that display. Russell to Prince, three-pointer. Good again. Torian Prince is 4 out of 6 from three. 110 to 85, a 25-point Laker lead. Here is Jackson Hayes with a running dunk. Timeout OKC.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
D'Angelo Russell, the star of the show for the Los Angeles Lakers. Although Anthony Davis did have a double-double, 24 points and a dozen rebounds, and it was a fairly convincing win by the Lakers, who are just a smidge above 500 against the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are sitting on 42 wins. Better than most of the NBA. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Of course, it is the NBA. It's pro sports, which means anything can and will happen. They're all professionals, right? They all get paid to play. But the Thunder had been sitting briefly in the top spot in the Western Conference, only to get leapfrogged. An extra couple letters in there. Leapfrogged by the Wolves. On Monday night, Wolves now at 43 wins, Thunder and Nuggets at 42 wins. All of them have 19 losses. That's how tight the race is at the top of the West. The Clippers, we'll talk about them in a second. But the Thunder, a young team, a real young team. And again, you're playing against LeBron James and Anthony Davis and a group of veterans. And I don't know if those veterans can carry the Lakers very far in the postseason because sometimes veterans run out of gas. We saw that last year with the Lakers. Not sure it's a real different team. But that's down the road. For now, the Lakers trying to improve their position in the NBA's Western Conference standings. So how much are they paying attention? Well, come on. You knew you weren't going to get any real definitive answer from D'Angelo Russell, right?
It's close. I don't keep up with it, honestly.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah. Just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost my turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Let me worry about that? No, I just show up to work and try to just win, honestly.
Honestly. I mean, if I was an NBA player, I would be paying attention all the time. I'd be following on a daily basis. Of course, I'm a nerd. D'Angelo on Spectrum Sports Net. Before that, John Ireland with calls on the Lakers radio network. He actually had a real good game defensively as well. Well, had the 26 points and the 5 triples. But 4 steals in there, handful of rebounds, 3 assists. And against Oklahoma City, they're not a team at this point that looks like they have any shortcomings. I mean, we still have some regular season weeks to go and then playoffs. But Thunder, though, this is what they're going to run into. They're going to run into some experienced teams who've kind of been there, done that, and understand what it takes to win deep into a season and on into the playoffs.
Just didn't think we were as sharp offensively as we needed to be. You know, a team like that that's got size and physicality, that's like a requirement to get good shots against them. And I just didn't think we met that requirement on enough possessions. You know, we did on some for sure, but on enough to string together a good offensive night.
The NBA gives and the NBA takes away. What we mostly care about is the exchanges between reporters and players and players, athletes, coaches. We're just looking for audio that makes us laugh, especially on a Monday. And Darvin Ham was going back and forth with one particular reporter who had an unfortunate incident.
Darvin, you guys have been able to hit defensive highs for 4 or 5 minute stretches. How encouraged were you with the fact that this was, 17 minutes in the first half?
You didn't bring any for me.
I actually have some if you'd like. I do have it. If you would like a lifesaver, I have a bunch, actually.
They're in the media room.
Appreciate you.
I got you. It was a good one, too.
I guess when you see the same people day in and day out, well, you get to know them. You can have some lifesavers. You can enjoy a lighter moment. It's deep into the season, too.
Excuse me.
Good thing that he didn't spit it out on accident or swallow it. That's the worst.
I think that noise is him swallowing it.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Oh, that's the worst. When you're really excited about your lifesaver, your cough drop. I don't know who's excited about a cough drop, but you're excited about your lifesaver. You've got something delicious. I almost said lightsaber just for a second there. It was brief, but it almost happened. It's a big win for the Los Angeles Lakers, to be sure. As for the Clippers, well, they were up 13 points late in the third quarter against the Milwaukee Bucks.
Energy level at an all-time high right now. Long three from Green, and he hits it straight on. A.J. Green steps into the fray and puts his team out in front by 5. Bobby pulls up. Mid-range J. It's all net. Oh, the Bucks are on fire here with 3:02 to go in the fourth. Fiser Forum is erupting, a 13-0 scoring run now, and a timeout from Ty Lue. Bobby Portis launches for 3, and he may have just delivered the dagger from the right side. A 3-pointer makes it a 10-point lead for the Bucks. How about those Bucks?
Yeah, no doubt. From down 13 to up double figures with no Giannis, who's nursing a sore Achilles, and no Chris Middleton, who's been out for quite a while. So you don't have two of your major veterans and obviously one of the best players in the league. And still, a sixth win in a row for the Bucks, all coming together under Doc Rivers. And remember, he was brought in to shore up the defense.
Our execution offensively was unbelievable down the stretch. We got the ball to the guys that we wanted to get the ball. When they trapped, we moved the ball. We kept the game simple.
We were playing physical. We were flying around. You know, they had to earn it. And I think when you make teams work like that, you know, sometimes the ball is going to end up in guys' hands that they don't want it in. Sometimes they're going to be up against the shot clock.
Doc Rivers thrilled about the offense and the cohesion, and Damian Lillard happy with their execution on D, though he also had 41 points. The Bucks out-rebounded the Clippers. They got nearly 30 from James Harden, actually from Harden and from Paul George. Kawhi Leonard held to just 16 points, and no Russell Westbrook because Russ has had a recent surgery. And this is a bummer for the Clippers, who are sitting in a pretty good spot. They're 18 games above 500, right? And they are in fourth place, only three games back of the Timberwolves. So they're right there within striking distance. But missing Russ, who's filled a great role for them. Actually, love that he's found a home with the Los Angeles Clippers. This will take away from the veteran presence, the bodies. It's a broken hand for Russell Westbrook, and right now they don't know how long he'll be out. But it definitely is not what the Clippers wanted as they're trying to keep pace with the teams at the top of the West.
We missed shots we normally make, and then just we didn't handle the zone in the second half very well. You know, we got good looks and got good shots, but we still didn't put the pressure on the rim and get to the basket, and, you know, especially when we got in the bonus in that fourth quarter.
That small lineup, I think we're a little confused as far as who sets the screen, you know what I mean, things like that. But everything is on us. Like, it's not about anybody else.
James Harden says he thinks they were a little confused by the zone defense of the Bucks. I actually remember the days, wasn't that long ago, when zone defense was illegal in the NBA, and you would get whistled for it. And the first time it was a warning. The second time you ended up with a technical foul. Zone was outlawed for the longest time. And it's not a strategy that every team employs. I think generally the fallback still is man-to-man defense because they're such great athletes in the NBA. But zone defense can be a great strategy. And as James talks about, if you're facing a team that's big in the pick and roll or that uses screens to get shooters open, in zone Ds or against a zone D, it's really hard to find a person to screen. And if there's helping, and so in zone defense, you're playing an area, not a person. You play whoever comes into your area. But the best zone defenses are ones that are constantly moving, constantly in motion, and will double and then drop off, right? Will help and then drop back. And again, if you're constantly moving, it's kind of hard to screen someone. It's kind of hard to know exactly which defender is in the best position and which defender you can take out with the screen, because the help defenses, they work really well in a good zone. For those of you who know Jim Boeheim's calling card at Syracuse for decades, he made a living with that zone defense, that matchup zone defense, which really does cause fits for a lot of offenses if they're not used to playing it. Jason Kelce, lots of crying, but a bunch of swear words. No, not his podcast. Although I did hear that the New Heights podcast could be the next one that cracks the $100 million in worth. There's a handful of podcasts, yeah, that have sold for that or are worth that in terms of imprints and advertising and the number of downloads. $100 million, their podcast is worth or is about to be worth that. That's incredible. Didn't they just start it 2 years ago?
About that.
Yeah, no, they actually just started it before last season, right? Because both of them ended up in the Super Bowl.
And right, but that was the first year?
That was the first year. And I remember them talking about how amazing it was that they start this podcast, then they both go to the Super Bowl. Little did they know that Taylor Swift would be in the equation a year later, and now, right, it's off the charts. So yeah, it was already one of the top five sports podcasts, and at times it was cracking the top five across any genre. And now, when you consider Swifties and that whole element to it, approaching a $100 million in worth, a podcast.
It's just wild.
It really is. I mean, there is more of a show, and it's a podcast that has a video element, so there's a difference there. But also, they go on forever. I mean, they've got so many sponsors and advertisers. It takes them about 35 to 40 minutes just to get into content. They're mostly at the beginning talking about their partners, their corporate partners, reading tweets. They do all these like funky features. And they really have got some good producers. I'm assuming the two of them don't do it themselves.
But. I would think not. Yeah. No, and again, they do a good show. It's just funny because it's two brothers that tell stories about nonsense. I mean, which is entertaining as hell, but damn, $100 million.
Oof. Again, think about it, though. They're two, they're the most high-profile name right now in the NFL outside of Patrick Mahomes. And in two seasons, Travis has got two Super Bowl rings, and he obviously is real vocal about what's good, what's bad, everything else, plus Taylor. And Jason's really entertaining. He's going to end up in broadcasting if he wants to.
I mean, they're both going to have a career outside of football. This is not, well, we won't hear from them once they hang up the helmet. No. You're going to hear from the Kelseys for a long, long time.
Which is good. I like them. They're different than a lot of, I don't want to call them vanilla broadcasters that we have, because there's some really talented former players who've turned into great analysts, but there isn't anything out there like the Kelce brothers. The two of them play so well off each other. Even, for instance, Tiki Barber and I forgot his, what's
Rondé?
His Hall of Fame brother. The two of them are great, and they do booths together, but they're not like these two yahoos.
Well, no, I mean, that's there's not a lot of people that are like Jason and Travis Kelce. But the only thing is, if you go into a booth to do, you know, if you're going to be a color analyst, you can't be what they are in their podcast. You can't.
With more and more games being streamed, it's a different element, right? I mean, think about Amazon Prime. They have like 17 people on set.
On the set. Well, and you can do a little bit of it, but it's in short spurts. It's just that you can't, it doesn't lead to... I mean, when they're at their best is when they have time to tell these stories and they go on, and that's the entertaining element. You know this. I mean, when you're in TV and you've got like 35 seconds and you got your producer in your ear, like you can't tell the story the same way. It just doesn't work. It doesn't fly the same. Plus, there's too much going on. There's too much time element. It's hard. Everything's in small bits. They're entertaining. Their personality will come across, but not like this.
On a desk, especially when you're talking about a little more freeform with a streaming.
Like a post game. Yes. It's just, it's hard. I mean, you're talking about pregame stuff. It's just, it doesn't lead to this element. You're getting into stories that just don't come across like this. And there's too many people around. It's not like it's just the two of them. There's too many guys. There's five, six guys on a set, and everybody's talking over each other. It just doesn't lead to fun. It doesn't. Not like this.
I'm looking forward to it. But right now, why would they? Their podcast is so successful that they don't necessarily need another outlet. They've got the one that they want. And Travis is obviously still playing. So Jason Kelce coming up. He's a big old cry.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
No, you don't have to buy custom window treatments in person, because Blinds.com invented a better way. Blinds.com is 100% online, so there's no showroom markups or waiting hours for quotes from pushy salespeople. A Blinds.com designer helped me pick the perfect style for free.
Looking at your room, I think Wovenwood would look amazing.
Oh, and Blinds.com shipped free samples right to my door. You can DIY or book a pro like I did with just one click.
All done.
I got exactly what I wanted. And best of all, everything's covered with the Blinds.com 100% satisfaction guarantee. I would have paid more to make it this easy, but with Blinds.com, I paid less. Way less.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mess. Fantastic. After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Obviously, you want to make it quick. You want the organization to be able to move freely with free agency coming up and all that stuff. So, you know, I think within the next, I don't want to put a timetable on, but I feel pretty firmly I'll be able to get things ironed out before the organization's in any type of bind or anything like that.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That goes back about a month ago. Jason Kelce on Sirius XM NFL Radio. It was reported right after the Eagles bowed out in the opening round of the playoffs that he had told his team he was retiring. So behind closed doors, that he had announced his retirement or shared his retirement. And that was reported right away. Within the next few hours, that was one of the headlines. Not to mention the Eagles losing six of the last seven and going no farther than wild card weekend. It took a while. On their podcast, they kind of threw the idea out there, but Jason said he was still considering the option, still deciding what it was he wanted to do. And I certainly agree with waiting, taking a breath, sleeping a little bit. You're emotionally, physically, mentally exhausted after a season. And the older you get, the harder it is to kind of recover from the impacts, not to mention the physical position that he plays at center. And so it's good that he took his time to make sure not only did he have the right choice for him, but I'm sure consulted with family and friends and talked it over. And we got the full frontal from Jason Kelce on Monday.
This all brings us here to today, where I announce that I am retiring. Where I announce I am retiring from the NFL after 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. And today, I must admit, I am officially overrated. Vastly overrated. But it took a lot of hard work and determination getting here. I have been the underdog my entire career, and I mean this when I say it. I wish I still was. Few things gave me more joy than proving someone wrong. My mother used to tell people and still says to this day, if you want Jason to do something, all you have to do is tell him he can't. And that was true in more ways than I care to admit.
I love that. Love that. His mom knew him well, knows him well, but knew him well going into his NFL career. Leadership is one of the hallmarks of his years in Philadelphia, not to mention the tush push. Six playoff appearances, two Super Bowl trips, including the ring, going back to the days of Carson Wentz and Nick Foles. A lot of people believe that he'll be an early ballot Hall of Famer, if not first ballot Hall of Famer. It's a 45-minute speech. Announcement filled with a ton of tears. which I think is great. Family was there, including mom and brother.
I won't forget my mother becoming mom of the NFL, a representative for all moms out there who have sacrificed so much for their children. We did almost everything together, competed, fought, laughed, cried, and learned from each other. We invented games, imagined ourselves as star players of that time. We'd envision making the winning plays day after day on Cooley Ridge Road. We won countless Super Bowls in our minds before ever leaving the house.
Talking about his mom, Donna, and brother, Travis. I love the emotion. It's that same emotion, just expressed a different way, but the same emotion that you saw on the field, the intensity, the passion. Of course, the celebrations, the touchdown dances that he was always engaging in with the skill players. My favorite one, though, is, well, my favorite quote, I should say, is when he talks about Andy Reid.
I won't forget the call I got from Andy Reid on draft day and my father rushing into the room. With tears streaming down his face as his son's dreams had just been realized. It had just been announced on TV I had been drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles. And I won't forget 2 years later, that same man and my brother receiving a call. And him being drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs. This time, the tears streaming down both my father and I's face as my brother had just realized his own.
So great. There's more with Jason Kelce. He actually said it was always a goal of his to play his entire career in one city. He did that 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. And was just an All-Pro for the first-team All-Pro for the sixth time this past season. So he still got it, just decided he didn't want to do it anymore.
That was beautiful.
It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.